Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hare here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, a few hours ago, the third and final minicamp, voluntary minicamp practice finished up here. Now, we didn't get to see a whole lot of it, about 30 minutes probably total the 3 days, but I guess maybe first impressions of actually seeing coaches, players on the field together.
Well, not just seeing them, but talking to them after. I think you see some enthusiasm. That's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, it's a new coach. Why not be enthusiastic? And number two, they've been lifting weights for a couple of weeks and doing this all the other off-season stuff. So guys want to get on the field and play. It's sort of like playing pickup basketball. You want to have some fun and compete against people. And I think they did a little bit of that. So I think it's a combination of things. And then, we talked to Matthew Stafford at the end, and I think probably looked more at the offense than we did at the defense, and he seems refreshed by the change.
We talked to Jim Caldwell a couple times today after practice as well, and one thing I took from that session was the clean slate. He was asked about Chris Houston and some of these players that maybe struggled last year, some young guys. He couldn't give thorough responses because everybody's offered a clean slate and he just doesn't know enough about these guys. But he was asked about Chris Houston specifically. Hey, is this a guy that you think can bounce back after, we both can say, not a very good 2013 season? And he said, I don't know.
Well, his word was uncertain.
Well, he's uncertain, and I think, players are certainly feeling out this coaching staff, but I think the coaching staff is also feeling out these players and learning what they can and can't do. Now, Jim Caldwell said, he's seen maybe on film some of the things that he thinks these guys can and can't do, but he's got to see it out here, and I think that's part of the process that plays out these 3 days and in the next coming weeks when they move to OTAs.
Right, I think he knows more what he has on offense and defense. I really do. Look, he's always said he likes Stafford, and what's not to like? Calvin Johnson hasn't taken part in this. What's not to like there? And they've plugged in a couple of guys, so I think they're okay there. I think the issues will be more on defense right now going forward. The ever-present question, where is Ndamukong Suh? Caldwell, it didn't even seem to bother him.
And it didn't bother Stephen Tulloch when he was asked about it and some of the other guys, Dominic Raiola. Look, everybody knows Ndamukong Suh is going to be in shape. He's going to be a better player than he was last year. That's how he's come in every year since he was drafted in 2010. But he should be here. I think when you have a new coaching staff, when you're implementing a new system, you're a captain, you should be here. Is it a big deal he wasn't? Did the players seem concerned? No. Should he have been here? Probably. We'll see how it affects him moving forward.
Well, let's say they have 90 players on their roster. Let's turn it around. What if all 89 players were missing and he was the only one here?
Okay. He'd be lonely.
He'd be lonely. So you can make anything of it you want. What about the schedule that came out the other day? They start the season on a Monday night against the New York Giants. Do you like that?
I like that the Tigers are playing the Royals downtown at 7:08. Now, we'll see if that
gets... I like mayhem, okay?
If that gets changed in the afternoon. But, what a terrific atmosphere downtown. It's going to be first week of September. It's probably still going to be warm. You got the Tigers outside. You've got the Lions inside. Good luck finding parking. But the atmosphere is going to be terrific. And I think players will really respond to opening the season on a national game. I think that'll help preparation. Guys... follow Monday night. I'm not saying, if you start at 1 o'clock on Sunday, it wouldn't be important, but they know that everybody's watching this game. And I think it maybe helps with the preparation a little bit, especially the week of, knowing that you're going to be showcased and this is the first time people are going to see what you're about.
Well, two things. Number one, I'm challenging Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, right now. Parking meter amnesty that day in downtown Detroit.